Welcome to The Hitch, week 3.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 20.
We were wrong yesterday.
I think we said it was day 18. It was late.
It was a long day. Hard night. I'm proud of us for looking ahead of time. We need to do that more often. We're on it today.
We are on it today.
What a difference a day makes, Dan.
Well, I feel like we need to roll back.
Oh, yeah, we need to roll back.
Because last night we didn't even share. Worse.
Yeah, it kept... We didn't even talk about one of the things that was stressing us out.
We came back from the laundry.
Yeah.
The laundry room to an entirely dark...
Oh, right.
And
there
silent
were two
trailer.
Yep.
The 14-year-old being like, I texted you guys. The power went out.
Yeah, he's sitting there in the,
in the dark.
Poor guy. And, he handled it, though.
Yeah, it turned out we oddly blew a fuse while running the microwave and
now,
the AC at the same time.
This is not the first time we've done this.
Last year we blew a fuse. We didn't know where they were.
We didn't know anything.
Now we know.
So this was... This was an example of learning from last year. We learned.
Yeah, we did.
So you were able to open it, flip it, get things going right away. But then we blew it again.
Yeah, which was weird.
Yeah, so I'm
a little concerned about that fact.
I mean, it could very well be that we can't do all those things at the same time.
But we have multiple times.
Yeah, we have multiple times.
So I don't know what that's about. We'll see, since we're microwaving something tonight. So
yeah, true.
We'll see.
We will
But that was thing number one.
Yeah.
Thing number two, squeamish Hitch listeners, maybe.
Beware.
We're going to be talking about toilets.
We're talking about poop soon.
Yeah.
You may remember in season one, if you listened, that our greatest bathroom fear
was the poop cone,
which Dan had read about when we were trying to figure out how an RV toilet even works in the sense of like what chemicals you have to throw down there. And how it works, right? Because you have to empty it and, you know.
And
it was all a huge mystery to us. Anyway, go ahead.
Last year, we practiced no solids in the toilet.
Yeah, we just used
toilet
the campground bathrooms for
RV toilet paper, but no solids.
Yeah.
No pooping in the trailer.
No number two in the trailer toilet.
And by and large, we are abiding by that this year, with the exception of the fact that we now have a potty-trained 3-year-old who does not have full mastery over when he has a poo.
So when he needs to go, you've usually got about 30 seconds to get him on the toilet before it comes out. So,
or often it'll be when he's sitting on the toilet peeing, and he'll suddenly go, oh, and then there's a poo.
He'll often say he needs to pee, and then it ends up being a poo. So,
And so there has been, you know, a light amount of use of the toilet in that way. And last night, I flushed the toilet, and the way the toilet flush works is it's like a flapper that kind of flips down.
It's kind of like an isn't that how an airplane
toilet minus the crazy suction of an airplane toilet. And I noticed, and usually it just sort of everything falls into an abyss.
Yeah, and you don't see it.
And
it's
I noticed that you could see waste. I'll try to put that in a delicate manner. When the flapper went down, which was weird. And then it just sort of like, then there was liquid and suddenly it was like, our toilet is...
Well, I noticed it bubbled a little.
Yeah, that was the other weird thing. When you pulled the flapper,
you
would get
pulled
a big
bubble. It was like a big air bubble came up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so bad that it splashed out or anything, but it was like, even if you were just peeing...
It was different.
Something was up.
Yeah.
So we did a little reading online.
And it was basically, you've got a poo cone.
Right. Basically, there was a clog.
Yeah. And we...
Maybe you should explain what the poo cone is. Do you need
to?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
A poo cone is when solid mass is flushed down, but there isn't enough water to kind of...
Wash it away.
And so it just starts to collect on itself. You know.
Yeah, like an anthill.
Yeah, exactly. Like an anthill.
Or
a poo cone.
Now, this was definitely Dan's greatest fear last year.
And so...
I shared it too, but not quite at the same level.
And
guess what? We had to face it.
Yeah, we did have to face it. And we did not have an appropriate tool.
No.
Nor did we have a good plan of attack.
Nor did we have enough knowledge to really know what we were doing. We were Googling, you know, just how to deal with it.
This is the thing about Googling RV advice.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like Googling for RV advice is Googling, like, what is this spot on my face? And suddenly I need to have my entire face removed.
I mean, sometimes it can be, like, spot on. But one of the problems is there's so many different kinds of RVs and trailers and so many different ways the toilets work that, like, the chances of you getting the one... Like, I was searching and getting, you know... There's some that have like maciators on them and all this. I'm like, I have no idea what our toilet has, but it doesn't, it turns out it doesn't have that. Anyway.
I think the other thing is it's a culture that at least online is highly populated by know-it-all.
Oh yeah.
I do it my way and my way is the right way kind of people.
There is also like the fear factor of like when you're doing medical Googling where like it's worst case scenarios that pop
always.
Up.
So, you know, we kind of looked around and finally...
And it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was so past late. 11. And I mean, you heard us last night. We were beyond
so
fried.
Tired.
Suddenly it was like, we have this awful, gross thing that's going to, you know, ruin the whole trailer. And I read enough to be like, they're going to have to remove the whole thing. And
I read
ship
a thing
out
where
and,
someone was like, you have to get up on your roof and pour water down your
insanity.
Vent. And I was like, what?
And
I don't think that's what's happening.
And so we have these chemical things that you drop down. And I basically like dropped down two and was like, I hope this works. And
you're just like fire in the hole.
Yeah. And got a lot of water in there. Which was also scary because it kind of felt like it was going to fill up, you know?
Yeah.
But it didn't. And this morning woke up and it...
You're forgetting the part last night, though, when we came home back from the laundry.
Yeah.
It's completely dark. It's a very dark campground, which I like. It's, you know, you can see the stars and stuff, but it's really hard to see, and we had both of our phone flashlights out because we decided we would get a long stick and just like try to beat up the poop and get it to go down.
That's right, you did
so
that.
So we were like searching in the dark
for
with
a
our
stick.
Phones for a stick, which I found and did try to do it, and maybe it helped, maybe it didn't. Who knows?
Who knows?
All I know is like it was a sad night.
Yes, it was a sad night, and I went to bed so stressed out.
I know.
Have to
me
admit.
Too.
I did not sleep well at all. I was just like on edge, and I was having bad dreams. And I think the biggest thing is. It was like this blinking neon sign that
we still
don't know a lot of things still, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's also one of those things where, you know, it is work living in outside of a permanent home, you know? You have to carry, I mean, you have to work in a permanent home as well, but it's work. And sometimes living in a trailer feels like, it's easy and it's a dream and it's like easier than living in a big house and you can move it around. It's the greatest thing. And it is,
but
other times things fall apart.
And especially if you slide on a couple things, and, you know, the real thing was like, I think we slid on thinking about how we need to treat the toilet.
Right.
Now that solids are going in.
Well,
you know?
I was doing, we did some reading last night.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were reading last night, you were like, oh, you're supposed to let the water run
really
for a while.
You really need to be water
and
heavy
in
a toilet.
Because it's all about water conservation when you're living in a trailer and you have tanks and you have to dump them and stuff. I'm so used to using very little water now that I barely use any with the toilet. So like when our little guy would poop, I would just do like a tiny bit of water. Yeah. And now I'm realizing just flush.
Yeah, let it really run. But it just was one of those things of like, oh my God, we don't know what we're doing. And I really spiraled on that, you know, especially with the couple of the fuses that got blown, and suddenly it was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Suddenly it really did feel like things were not working.
And
we were worried our last day in Austin, which
was
going to
be spent dealing with
snaking our toilet.
Yeah, or
so
worse.
I'm like looking up, you know, looking for there RV supply places.
There are tools you can buy that involve like hooking a hose up to this thing that's a spinner. I mean, they're just like...
There's one that like compresses air and like shoots it down there. I mean, there's so many things and so many different ways that toilets can be constructed, apparently. Yeah. I thought it would, you know, it's more complicated than the ones toilets at home, it seems like. Anyway,
the good news is I don't know if it was the chemicals. I don't know if it was your stick swirling a bit last night or a combination of the two.
Well, but didn't you take a stick?
Well, this morning it was visibly better.
It was better.
But you could see the sort of like accumulated grossness down below if you shined a flashlight on. But the liquid had passed. And the bubbling was done.
Yeah.
And so you all went out. I had a work call and you all went out. And after that, I went and found a better stick and a longer stick and came out and basically just like stuck a stick down the thing and swirled it around until suddenly I kind of could really feel this blockage go away. And it was like, oh, we did it.
It feels so... primal, you know, getting a stick and dealing with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently, sometimes you don't need a fancy tool.
No, sometimes you just need a stick. Take a stick to it.
I'm so glad it worked.
It worked. We were able to actually have a really nice day and eat some breakfast tacos.
Oh,
and go
they were so good.
To some vintage stores and things like that.
The 14-year-old had looked up a bunch of places.
Yeah, a lot of really cool places.
Which was awesome. Yeah. Again, he's so good at that. And just looked up a bunch of places he wanted to go and gave me like a list of them. And we didn't know how long Dan would be out of the picture because he had work. So we went ahead and started going to some stores, including this very cool video game store called Game Over, which was awesome.
It was like a vintage video
game store. It
was
a vintage video game store with vintage games, vintage consoles.
That's cool.
The guy running it could not have been nicer. He was just the nicest guy. And the 14-year-old had his AEW, which
is a wrestling shirt
on. And so, and they, you know, just started talking
wrestling forever. Yeah,
and he was like, come back and talk wrestling anytime. He was so nice. Anyway, that store was great. And then, you know, I feel like Austin is just filled with, because it is so many cool stores. And so we had literally a list. And then you got in touch with us and you were like, I'm done.
Victory.
So we came back to pick you up. Luckily, it's only like 15 minutes away. So we just swung back, got you.
Yeah.
We basically ran around and just went from store to store. And it was really fun.
It was really great.
Yeah, he picked some great stores.
Yeah.
Some cool vintage stores. Some cool.
It's like, been an amazing week.
Oh my gosh.
It's been like just a remarkable town.
It has been
such
a pleasure being here.
It really has.
And then we had to hit up HEB one more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Hopefully we'll... Might be
I
some
know,
more.
I know. There might be some more.
We're still in Texas.
Yeah, we're still in Texas for a while.
Days, but we're pushing on from
Austin tomorrow. We leave.
Yeah.
The weather keeps changing, like, by the minute. It looks like there's going to be some rain, but I'm really, really, really hoping it's not when we're driving. We only have about 3 hours, so I'm hoping we can find a window of dryness. Ugh.
We'll see. And we'll talk to you then.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!